Hello, everybody. It is going on almost, 1 o'clock on the afternoon of Thursday, the 8th of May, 2013. And as of about a week or so ago, I've been doing these audio boo things, although here recently with a lot less regularity for a year now, so that's cool. Couple of interesting things have happened. Last week, a very epic thing happened, and that is that the people at Amazon have made their Kindle app for iPhone accessible. And I have now spent a lot of money, not a huge, huge amount, because most of their stuff is like $5 and under, and they've got a couple of books that are something teen dollars, but most of them are like 5 and under, 3 and under, 9 and under, like that there. And I've finally got to read a whole bunch of books I've been wanting to read forever and ever and ever, which is really freaking awesome if you ask me. And earlier this year, back in March, Nook, from Barnes & Noble made their library accessible. So, let me list the plethora of places I get my books from. Audible.com, Bookshare, Learning a Lie, National Library Service, Bard, Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. I get the audiobooks and the Braille books from there. Now, iBooks and Kindle and Nook. Am I forgetting any of them? No, I think that's it. And, oh, Smashwords. They're an independent book provider, but you can download stuff for Kindle or iPhone or whatever from there through their store. And the best part of all is this summer, the National Library Service is going to put a app out for the iOS devices so that you can listen to recorded digital talking books, and I assume could read Braille books right from your iDevice. So my next big tech purchase or acquirement is going to be an iPad, so I can have all of my books, all of them, in one place. Okay, so that's really cool. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.